A local bus company has pleaded guilty to its role in the deaths of two young mechanics who were hit by a car while repairing a broken down bus at Woombye 2 years ago. CDC Southeast Queensland pled guilty to one charge of failing to comply with a health and safety duty, which means the company exposed a person to risk of death, serious illness or injury. It was fined $180,000 with no conviction recorded. Company director Anthony John Hopkins apologised outside court.
The steps we put in place, we hope that they will lead to an incident like this never happening again.
Sunshine Coast Council says it'll cost an estimated $57,000 to send four senior staff to the Paris Olympic and Paralympic Games. The delegation will join council reps from the Gold Coast and Brisbane to participate in several Games Observer programs. Participants will be taken on behind-the-scenes tours of game venues and attend workshops to discuss and learn more about the logistics of hosting such a significant large-scale event. The team has been tasked with bringing back innovative ideas that'll benefit our community business and environment when we host nine events during the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Mayor Rosanna Natoli is also heading to Paris soon to participate in a separate Olympic Games family program at the invitation of the International Olympic Committee and the Games Organising Committee. And Genesis Care is opening its new radiation therapy centre in Noosa today. Oncologist Dr. Deborah Furness says the $12 million centre will be the first comprehensive radiation treatment service in the Noosa Shire, meaning less travel for up to 500 patients.
Having somewhere that's close to home, reducing travel is certainly going to make a big difference to that group of patients and really allow access to patients. And for some patients who wouldn't normally travel and may not receive radiation will now have access to a facility.